You're listening to SBS News.
Students from Sydney's Marrickville Public School have joined CSIRO researchers to test out the National Science Agency's new robotic recycling bin. The bin receives the recyclable goods, plastic, metal and glass, and using artificial intelligence and high-tech infrared technology, automatically dispenses them into the appropriate receptacle. Principal CSIRO researcher Dr. Wei Ni heads the team that developed the bin, which he believes could be used at venues like shopping centres, schools, cinemas, coffee shops and airports.
What's exciting about the smart bin actually is it is able to sort of waste in the very beginning of the cycling circle, so that improve the recycling rates and reduce the waste being end up in landfill and in the environment. But also another part of it is actually it helps educate. So people could understand how these different types of waste or particular plastics in this environment, in this recycling industrial. So people could start to really think about doing the right thing.
It's estimated that increasing Australia's waste recovery rate by just 5% would add as much as $1 billion to gross domestic product. CSIRO Chief Executive Dr. Larry Marshall says the bin is a product of a collaboration between the CSIRO and Sydney's University of Technology.
That's all about fixing the waste problem so that instead of throwing it away, we give it a new life, we recycle it, we turn it into a new product. The smart bin is so clever because it uses artificial intelligence, machine vision and robotics to help figure out what you're actually throwing into it, whether it's glass or plastic or aluminium can. But it also has social science connected through the cloud to give you feedback to help you change your behaviour so more waste goes into recycling and less goes into landfill.
It's hoped the smart bin will also help the CSIRO more quickly achieve its national mission to cut plastic waste by 80% over the next decade. Dr. Marshall says it's timely the bin has been unveiled during National Science Week. As part of the week, the CSIRO has developed curriculum-aligned lesson plans for teachers, with suggested class activities around glass, plastic and the circular economy. He sees the student education program as crucial to the future.
Because if we don't catch these kids now, we'll lose them. And if we lose them, they won't be with us to invent the future that we all want. These shared challenges like climate change, like getting rid of plastic waste, like getting Australia to net zero. So watching the kids engage with the smart bin is a great example of their love and attraction for technology, but deeper, their love for protecting Australia, for protecting our environment.
Getting the next generation excited about science and how it can provide solutions for a better future. Gareth Borum, SBS News.